and the world of freedom.
Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Ich bin ein Berliner.
This is Radio Goethe Magazine with Arndt Peltner. News and information from the heart of Europe.
Hello and welcome to Radio Goethe Magazine. I'm Arndt Peltner. On October 3rd, Germany celebrates its national day, the Day of Reunification. This day is very close connected to August 13th, 1961 and to November 9th, 1989. In today's Radio Goethe Magazine, I will spotlight the German reunification, so stay tuned. But first, the news.
Radio Goethe Magazine. The news with Nina Paula.
Berlin. The opposition against the anti-terror measures grows. Experts believe many of the anti-terror plans may be killed, although the government is busy in presenting every new day another new measure to protect Germany and its citizens. At present, Germany is in the process of debating. Among the use of spying software on computers, deadly force in the skies, increased surveillance in the cities, and the collections of the citizens' biometric data. Public opposition to the plan took the streets over the weekend when some 8,000 protesters marched through Berlin in a demonstration against the use of spyware and other security proposals. New York. German Chancellor Angela Merkel used a speech before the United Nations General Assembly to push forward Germany's bid for a permanent seat on the Security Council. Countries have talked about reforming the UN's most important body for more than 24 years. Currently, only the United States, Britain, France, Russia, and China have had permanent seats on the US Security Council and the power to veto all resolutions. Merkel said the time had come for action. Germany is prepared to take more responsibility. US President George W. Bush said he was open to expanding the Security Council and felt that emerging powers should be considered. Munich. Bavarian Governor Edmund Stoiber has announced that financing had been secured for the Transrapid. The price is enormous. The 37-kilometer-long section of magnetic levitation train from the Munich airport to the center of the city is set to cost 1.85 billion euros. Many commentators think the project is a waste of money. The construction of the Transrapid rail is to begin next summer. It's expected to go into operation in 2014. Munich. The worldwide known Oktoberfest has opened last week to brilliant sunshine and the sound of Oompa bands, attracting 1 million visitors, 100,000 more than last year. They drank 500,000 liters of beer and devoured 11 oxen. The two-week festival, which ends on October the 7th, will attract more visitors than the average of 6 million over the last few years. A total of 6 million liters of beer are expected to be drunk.
On October 3, 1990, Germany was reunified. It was a historical day. Not only the GDR, the German Democratic Republic, ceased to exist, it was also a beautiful end of a peaceful revolution in East Germany. For decades, Germany was torn apart, a border cut through its middle with barbed wire, minefields, armed soldiers, and of course the Berlin Wall as a symbol of the Cold War, built on August 13, 1961.
This morning, East Berlin presents an eerie picture. Communist troops in force on every street corner. Soldiers of the Communist National Army drawn up along the sector boundary with columns of armored cars, and behind them, by the tens of thousands, the workers' militia in their sloppy brown uniforms and visored caps, bearing an uncanny resemblance to the stormtroopers of Adolf Hitler. Platoons of People's Police in their ink-blue uniforms in every subway and train station, barring the way to the platforms of trains that used to run to West Berlin. Groups of young men and women arguing with militiamen over their rights to pass down certain streets that have been sealed off. East Berlin is an armed camp. It is also a witch's cauldron gradually coming to a boil.
Germany and the Berliners had to live with a monument of injustice, splitting up families and friends, tearing a country apart. The United States stood strong with West Germany.
2,000 years ago, the proudest boast was Civis Romanus sum, Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein Berliner. There are many people in the world who really don't understand, or say they don't, what is the great issue between the free world and the communist world. Let them come to Berlin. There are some who say that communism is the wave of the future. Let them come to Berlin. And there are some who say, in Europe and elsewhere, we can work with the communists. Let them come to Berlin. And there are even a few who say that it's true that communism is an evil system, but it permits us to make economic progress. Lass sie nach Berlin kommen. Let them come to Berlin.
We in West Germany, especially my generation who didn't know otherwise, lived with two countries. Here the Federal Republic and there the German Democratic Republic. We made school trips to the GDR, we visited East Berlin, and it was always strange. In 1987 I got connected to a young man who was very active in the growing peace and environment movement in Freiberg, close to Dresden. We became friends, wrote each other, and finally I started to visit him. I was over there quite often, smuggled books, newspapers and magazines, and saw the movement firsthand. It was always a strange feeling knowing that in every meeting someone is present who reports back to the authorities. You just didn't know who. But it became clear that things changed.
There is one sign the Soviets can make that would be unmistakable, that would advance dramatically the cause of freedom and peace. General Secretary Gorbachev, if you seek peace, if you seek prosperity for the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, if you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
And then it happened in 1989. Hungary was opening up its border to Austria. The Iron Curtain had suddenly a hole, and many Germans from the GDR came this way to the West. The embassy of the Federal Republic of Germany in Prague was stormed by East Germans hoping to escape the communist regime. The situation was tense, a diplomatic nightmare, but then German Secretary of State Hans-Dietrich Genscher stood on the balcony of the embassy and announced that the exit permit was finally granted by GDR authorities. In the meantime, thousands and thousands of East Germans started to march in East Berlin, Leipzig, Dresden, Freiberg, demanding a change, demanding rights, demanding freedom. Wir sind das Volk, we are the people, was their slogan that captured everyone. They gathered in the hundreds of thousands, protesting and bringing the opposition to the streets, like on November 4, 1989 at Berlin Alexanderplatz. Everyone was there, writers and activists like Jens Reich, who founded one of the most important opposition groups in East Germany, the Neues Forum.
Es spricht Jens Reich. Ich bitte die Redner, sich an unsere Zeitvorgabe zu halten. Wir haben immer nur 5 Minuten. Bitte.
Liebe Berlinerinnen und Berliner, ein herzliches Willkommen auch an die Nicht-Berlinerinnen und Nicht-Berliner. Ich stehe hier auf dieser Lastwagenpritsche, weil ich für das neue Forum sprechen soll.
And then came November 9th. A mistake by the GDR government opened the wall. In a press conference, a reporter asked a question about the new travel laws in the GDR, and Günter Schabowski, member of the political leadership, answered, as he sees it, the borders are open right away.
Das tritt nach meiner Kenntnis ist das sofort, unverzüglich. Wie die Presseabteilung des Ministeriums hat der Ministerrat beschlossen, dass bis zum Inkrafttreten einer entsprechenden gesetzlichen Regelung durch die Volkskammer diese Übergangsregelung in Kraft gesetzt wird.
And the news were announced on the radio. There was no turning back. The Berlin Wall came down.
Ab heute ist es für jeden DDR-Bürger möglich, ohne besonderen Anlass oder Verwandtschaftsverhältnis in die BRD, nach West-Berlin und ins übrige Ausland zu reisen. Wie unsere Nachrichtenredaktion auf Anfrage aus dem Innenministerium erfuhr, werden ab 8 Uhr in jeder Pass- und Meldestelle Visa ohne Bearbeitungszeit erteilt. In der Nacht passierten zahlreiche DDR-Bürger Grenzübergänge lediglich nach Vorlage des Personalausweises. Viele kehrten nach einer kurzen Visite in die DDR zurück.
That day, the West German Parliament had a session when the news were announced. The members of the Bundestag just stood up and sang the national anthem. Many with joyful tears in their eyes. A powerful moment that nobody really expected. The next day, on November 10th, 1989, the destruction of the Berlin Wall began.
Around me, scores of people have arrived, being held back by the police, to watch this first incision into the Berlin Wall since it was put up on the night of 12th of August, 1961. City engineers are gathered alongside the wall. One man is just pointing to the very spot where they will make the first breach. He's produced a felt-tip pen, and he's drawing a square. That's where the first mark will be. And one engineer has literally started hammering into the Berlin Wall, making a first incision. Here we go now, any minute, any second now, the Berlin Wall will be broken into. A huge cheers going up. This huge digger is angling itself alongside the Berlin Wall. He's swinging it round.
And in front of the Schöneberger Rathaus, the former mayor of Berlin and leading social democrat Willy Brandt hold a speech looking forward to the changes that will come, being thankful as well that the revolution in East Germany was peaceful.
Die Winde der Veränderung, die seit einiger Zeit über Europa ziehen, haben an Deutschland nicht vorbeiziehen können. Meine Überzeugung war es immer, dass die betonierte Zeilung und dass die Zeilung durch Stacheldraht und Todesstreifen gegen den Strom der Geschichte standen. Und ich habe es noch in diesem Sommer zu Papier gebracht. Man kann es nachlesen, wenn man will, ohne dass ich genau wusste, was im Herbst passieren würde. Berlin wird leben und die Mauer wird fallen.
For Chancellor Helmut Kohl, it was clear that the goal was reunification. On November 28, 1989, he stood in front of the Frauenkirche in Dresden, where tens of thousands of people welcomed him and demanded reunification.
Meine sehr verehrten Damen und Herren, meine lieben jungen Freunde, liebe Landsleute. Zunächst darf ich mich bei Ihnen allen sehr, sehr herzlich bedanken für dieses freundliche und freundschaftliche Willkommen. Das Erste, was ich Ihnen allen zurufen will, ist ein herzlicher Gruß all Ihrer Mitbürgerinnen und Mitbürger aus der Bundesrepublik Deutschland.
In less than a year after the Berlin Wall came down, after the Iron Curtain was overcome, Germany was reunified. On October 2nd, only hours before the official reunification, then Minister President of the GDR Lothar de Maizière announced that it is unprecedented that a state is, quote, saying farewell to history. The GDR would end to exist and become a part of the Federal Republic of Germany.
Es ist ungewöhnlich, dass sich ein Staat freiwillig aus der Geschichte verabschiedet. Ebenso ungewöhnlich und wieder natürlich war aber auch die Teilung unseres Landes. In wenigen Stunden tritt die Deutsche Demokratische Republik der Bundesrepublik Deutschland bei. Wir Deutschen erreichen die Einheit in Freiheit.
In einem vereinten Europa dem Frieden der Welt dienen.
Es ist 2 Uhr. Sie hören Nachrichten. Die deutsche Zweistaatlichkeit ist beendet. Um Mitternacht wurde der Beitritt der Deutschen Demokratischen Republik zur Bundesrepublik Deutschland wirksam.
Officially there was now just one Germany, but long years of an inner reunification just began. 17 years after this day, Germany and the Germans have done many steps forward, but it takes time to overcome decades of separation. One thing is very clear, the Germans are thankful that the Americans, the Russians, the French, the British, and its direct neighbors like Poland or the Netherlands supported the German wish for reunification. Looking back, it is still amazing for me that things changed, that I was a witness of such an historical event that reshaped Europe and the world. Thanks for listening to Radio Goethe Magazine. I'm Arndt Peltner. We'll be right back.
Flug nach Pankow. Ich muss mal eben dahin, mal eben nach Ost-Berlin. Ich muss da was klären mit eurem Ober-Indianer. Ich bin ein Jodeltalent und will das spielen mit einer Band. Ich hab ein Fläschchen Cognac mit und das schmeckt sehr lecker. Das schlürf ich dann ganz locker mit dem Erich Honecker. Und ich sag, ey Honey, ich sing für wenig Money im Republikpalast, wenn ihr mich lasst. All die ganzen Schlageraffen dürfen da singen, dürfen ihren ganzen Schrott zum Vortrage bringen. Nur der kleine Udo, der darf das nicht und das verstehen wir nicht. Ich weiß genau, ich habe furchtbar viele Freunde in der DDR und stündlich werden es mehr. Och Erich, ey, bist du denn wirklich so ein sturer Schrat? Warum lässt du mich nicht singen im Arbeiter- und Bauernstaat? Ist das der Sonderzug nach Pankow? Ist das der Sonderzug nach Pankow? Entschuldigung, der Sonderzug nach Pankow? Ich hab ein Fläschchen Cognac mit und das schmeckt sehr lecker. Das schlürf ich dann ganz locker mit dem Erich Honecker. Und ich sag, ey Honey, ich sing für wenig Money im Republikpalast, wenn ihr mich lasst. All die ganzen Schlageraffen dürfen da singen, dürfen ihren ganzen Schrott zum Vortrage bringen. Nur der kleine Udo, der darf das nicht und das verstehen wir nicht. Honey, ich glaub, du bist doch eigentlich auch ganz locker. In dir drin bist du doch eigentlich auch ein Rocker. Du ziehst dir doch heimlich auch gerne mal die Lederjacke an und schließt dich ein auf dem Klo und hörst Westradio. Hallo Erich, kannst mich hören? Hallo Lulüchen, hallo. Hallo Horni, kannst mich hören? Hallo Lulüchen, hallo.
Товарищ Эрих, между прочим, Верховный Совет не имеет ничего против гастролей господина Линденберга в ГДР.
Neonlicht strahlt, Irgendjemand hat mir einen Gin bezahlt. Die Tanzfläche kocht, hier trifft sich das Ziel. Ich fühl mich gut, ich steh auf Berlin. Ich fühl mich gut.
Wir stehen auf Berlin.
Ich fühl mich gut.
Wir stehen auf Berlin.
Berlin. Ich fühl mich gut.
Ich steh auf Berlin.